What's going on, everybody? Wow. Welcome back to the VidBiz Podcast. It's been a while. What is the VidBiz Podcast? I don't even remember. It's been so long since I've uploaded. I apologize for that. If anybody even listens to this, but if you do and you've been wondering, what is Mike doing? Well, it was just an insane summer, taking on some of the biggest projects that we've done. And here we are. It's October, and we're not really slowing down, but I wanted to start doing this again. I wanted to keep putting these out there. So here we are. I'm not worrying about a lot of a big set. I'm just sitting here at my computer. I've got a light. It's pretty bright. Let me adjust that light real quick on my phone. Technology is crazy. Give me a sec. 1 second. I could edit this out, but I'm not gonna. I don't know how to edit. Anyways, so the VidBiz Podcast, here we are, hosted by me, Mike Myers. What is the VidBiz Podcast? Yeah, good question. Well, I think it's going to be ever-evolving. It's always going to be something different. I think I just call it VidBiz Podcast because I'm a video business owner, and it's just things that I want to talk about. This is more business-related. And so I was, long story short, I was talking to a business entrepreneur friend of mine that's become, we've gotten to know each other, we've done projects together, was talking to him about imposter syndrome. You know, we talk about that a lot. You know, imposter syndrome, if you're not familiar, is that feeling that you don't know what you're doing. And, you know, especially as a business owner, you, you know, tell people, you know, I cost this much money or whatever, but you don't ever really feel like you know what you're doing, even though you know what you're doing. And even though you know that, there's always this kind of voice inside your head that says, that you don't know anything about this. You don't know anything. For me, you don't know anything about video production. You're just a joke. You're going to be found out. You're an imposter. That's what imposter syndrome is. And we were talking about this, and we were talking about going to like local networking events, and like those are very intimidating, especially when you're kind of like just starting out as a business owner. Because it's everyone in suits, and I'm not a suit guy. Check out my LinkedIn from recently, where I don't want to go down a rabbit trail, but the corporate world really just irks me. Just like, I don't know, if that's what you want to wear, that's fine, but I'm not gonna dance that dance. Anyways, you go to these corporate events, you feel like you have to talk a certain way and act a certain way and say the right marketing and sales terms and dress a certain way. And we were talking about these things, and he's like, yeah, I feel like, you know, imposter syndrome every time I go to these networking events. You know, I'm talking to all of these guys in C-suite, like CEOs and CMOs and all these guys. And I feel like these guys, you know, are just kind of, you know, not that they are, but you have that feeling of like they're looking down on me, or like I don't know what I'm doing. And this crazy thought just hit me, and I never really thought about it this way, but I was thinking like, well, a lot of these people at these events are, they're like, they work for companies. They're CEOs of companies that they don't own. They're CMOs. They're marketing managers, they're whatever. They work for another business. And this guy and I that were having this conversation are both business owners and mainly solopreneurs. You know, we have some employees, but this is us. And these are the businesses that we've created. And it's completely because of us that we have a business and that we have a job and that we've made it as far as we have. And I told him just point blank, I was like, well, it takes a lot more balls. That's what I said, excuse my terminology, to like start a business than to just go and work for one. And correct me if I'm wrong, but those people, as successful as they might be, as much money as they might make, still don't have something that people that decide, you know what, I'm going to do this for myself, I'm going to do this on my own, those people have something special that a lot of people don't have or aren't willing to take the risk to explore. And so that I just been thinking about the last couple of days of like how guys like me who have been doing this for a few years, but we still feel intimidated when we approach presidents of companies and CEOs and things like that, because they must be so greater than me, but they're not. They're just humans, A. And B, like I said, whether or not it's like fear or whatever it is, or maybe there's just not like a space in the world for whatever they could, you know, start their own business or whatever. That's beside the point. It's like, I have a lot of courage as a person. Sometimes I feel less than in my own, you know, like, oh man, I'm not cut out for this type of thing, just because it's exhausting and it's a lot of work to run your own business. But I have something inside me. You have something, if you're listening to this, that you've decided, I'm running my own business. This is me. I'm putting myself out there. I'm connecting with other people. They're buying my goods and services, my product, whatever it is. And I'm doing this and I'm making a way for myself. And I put a post on Instagram and LinkedIn the other day about carving your path. And it's people like us that we've decided, I'm going to carve my own path. That post was more from a personal life standpoint, but, I think that's just something that's kind of on my heart and my mind lately is, for you who's listening, who says, I'm a business owner or I want to be a business owner, it takes a lot of courage. And there's a lot of people that might be making $500,000 a year. They might be making $2 million a year. They might be successful within their entity or their organization. But I would say that you have more gumption and balls, again, to say, you know what? It's not guaranteed. I'm not guaranteed a paycheck unless I put in the work. And I would say, bravo to you. Pat on the back. Round of applause. Because at the end of the day, it's one of the hardest things that you will ever do. Parenting and marriage, those are like the top two hardest things you'll ever do. And then running and owning your own business is probably the third. And it's just, that's the reality. And some people say yes to that challenge, and some people say, nah, I'd rather just work for someone else and be done with it. I don't know. I could be wrong about all that. I hope this podcast has been in focus. If it's not, I'm still going to upload it because I don't feel like re-recording it, because as you might be able to tell, I'm sniffling a little bit. I'm a little not feeling well. So it's the seasons are changing and my sinuses are telling me. Anyways, I hope that's an encouragement. So just remember that as you navigate running a business, as you navigate entrepreneurship or whatever title you want to give it, it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of faith every single day, every single week, to be like, you know, I don't think it ever leaves. You know, after 6 years of doing this, being able to pay myself for six straight years, being profitable enough to grow a business, the thought still enters my head, what if I got a real job? Because it would just be so much easier, I tell myself. And then I remind myself very quickly after that thought that no, it would not be easier, because then I'd have to do stupid things like ask for PTO and ask for vacation off and, I don't know, like go to work at very specific times. And I've chosen this. I've carved my path. I've decided that this is worth it. And you know what? I will. We're only a couple minutes in, so I will kind of explain the carve your path kind of mentality, because something happened the other day personally that I was like, you know what? I'm really glad that I've maintained this, that I've had the courage to be a business owner, to work for myself, and to live this life where I have a lot of flexibility. So the other morning I was single parenting because my wife a few shifts a week goes in at, leaves the house at 6:45. So I'm responsible for getting all of the children, three children, up, teeth brush, hair brush, breakfast, pack lunches, get them to school. And it's just a lot of work with three kids to do that. And my son, my middle child, woke up in a really terrible mood. And it was a really bad morning, like really bad, like yelling from both sides. I don't like to yell. I don't think anybody likes to yell, but it was just like next level of like, what the hell is going on? It was bad. So I decided, because I realized in the past few days, like, I haven't really spent a lot of quality time with my son. I haven't really spent a lot of quality time with any of my kids, just because it's been a really crazy week and a half. And it's just been rough. And so there was this disconnect. There was just not things that weren't going well. My son's six. He's in kindergarten. I was like, it doesn't matter if he gets, like, school's. He hates school anyway, so he was fine with this idea. So I took our oldest to school. I took our youngest to the babysitter, and I kept him. And we just went to the coffee shop, and they have these things locally called pretzels. It's like a croissant pretzel, and then they put chocolate inside. It's amazing. I can ship you one if you want, and I don't know how good that would be. But so we went. We got one of these. We took it back home. We just sat at the kitchen table. We talked nothing serious, nothing about what happened that morning, just talked and played a little bit, and we were silly for a little bit. I had a meeting later that morning, so I couldn't like make it a super long thing. But then we got in the car, and he asked me if I could read him a book. So we were in the car, and I'm reading him a book, and by the time we got to school, everyone was at peace. And everyone was feeling good, and we felt connected. And I was just kept thinking, like, wow, I'm really glad that I can just do whatever I want whenever I need to for moments like this. So I can connect with my kids when I need to, when I feel like, oh, pause, things aren't going so well. I need to take a beat. We need to go spend some quality time. It wasn't a super long time. It was 30 minutes. Which was the biggest problem was the school. They were like, oh, so why is he late? And I was like, it doesn't matter. I'm his dad. I don't have to explain myself. It's my child. Schools. What a crock. Anyways, my point is that, as you know, from the standpoint of, you know, it takes a lot of gumption. It takes a lot of courage to do this thing, to carve your own path. The payoff is so great, from a standpoint of just, yeah, I'm doing this. I'm making a way for myself, my family. The ceiling for profitability and income is as high as I put it, because I'm not bound by the structures of other business, like of my bosses and getting raises and those types of things. And then just from a personal side of like, it's good to just take a moment. You know, earlier this week, I just took an entire day off in the middle of the week because things had been so crazy. And that felt good. It was a Tuesday. That's not like a day that people really take off. Like, it's usually like, I'm going to take Monday or Friday off. I don't know. But I was just like, you know what? I'm going to take Tuesday off, and I'm going to, I spent most of the day with my youngest daughter, and we just like watched TV and played outside, and I don't know. It was awesome. So I don't know if I've talked about this or not before, probably to some degree from some different angle, but this week's just been a good reminder of like why I do what I do, why you do what you do, and if you're not doing that thing yet, why you should be doing what you want to do, why you should take that leap of entrepreneurship or business ownership, taking that to the next level of like, okay, this is worth it. And like I said at the beginning, it takes a lot more courage to do what we're doing, and it's hard, and it's not for everyone. And it's a lot easier sometimes to say, you know what, I'm just going to take a salary and I'll get benefits in retirement and it'll be fine. But I'm not really willing to settle for that. And I don't think you are either. So that is a short, almost 17 minute podcast. And I think I'm going to leave it at that. Not really going to edit that this today. So sorry if I sniffle or whatever. Anyways, this is the VidBiz Podcast. We're just talking about all things video, any and all things business related. And I think I'm really excited. I know that we had one guest, Ray, a few months ago on. But I think we're definitely going to be having more guests here through fall, winter 2023. And some really cool people that I've met even this summer that I'm hoping to get on here. So yeah, stick around. This is the VidBiz Podcast, and we'll talk soon, okay? Have a good week, weekend, day, whatever it is to you. Peace. Switch it up.